Creative Access takes on new meaning in Vietnam. A team gives disabled their wheelchairs in Thailand, and a disaster relief cooperation streamlines outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Vietnam remains in the top 10 of the Open Doors World Watch list of countries known for persecution of Christians. House churches are suspect, but believers continue to meet through an underground network. Partners International's John Lewis says there are some very creative ways that the church is finding to minister to the Vietnamese. For example,
one network is involved in youth ministry, and the sports camps is a very successful way of doing that. The other creative thing that I heard about was this pastor's wife who's using Vietnamese folk music to create worship songs.
Both avenues prove the indigenous church is taking ownership of ministry. Lewis says when the government gave permission for the house churches to meet, they were ready.
We look specifically for national ministries that are the vision of a local leader, and we want to come alongside to partner with them to enable their God-given vision to be fulfilled.
Next, 16 years ago, Book of Hope planted a church that's now flourishing in Russia's Ural Mountains. The church has grown in numbers, but Bob Hoskins of Book of Hope says they've done much more than that.
They have planted 500 churches across the region of the Urals, and they call it the church that Book of Hope built. And so it was an incredible moment for us to see what seed planted 16 years ago and what the harvest is today.
The church sends missionaries into Russia and other parts of the world. While Russia's health and social problems are immense, the church has high hopes.
The people there are in such a desperate, hopeless situation that when we come with the Book of Hope and the gospel, they respond. And so Pastor Edward and the other pastors in Russia, their goal is to keep reaching out until they've reached the 100,000 unreached villages. They really believe God will help them to do it.
Pray for God's blessing on their work. You're listening to Mission Network News. 34,000 easy-to-read Bibles are finally in the hands of Indian workers to be distributed. As the Oriya Bibles were being handed out to World Bible Translation Center workers, government officials tried to stop the service. They eventually decided to allow it. However, they did take down the names, addresses of the leaders and the center for future inquiries. Please pray that Christians will be bold in distributing these Bibles and that God would protect them as they do His work. Meanwhile, Wheels for the World is the Johnny and Friends flagship wheelchair outreach program. Staffer Mike Ewan just returned from Thailand, where they gave away 400 Bibles and wheelchairs to the disabled.
We work with both the Ministry of Health as well as an in-country ministry there and churches. They're the ones who generally help us to identify the people that have the need. In this case, the government actually identifies the people who have the need, and the church partners with us to set things up and then do follow-up.
Thailand's 95% Buddhist, which presents a unique challenge to evangelistic workers. Ewan says Buddhists welcome pieces of various religions, whatever makes sense to them.
They will incorporate Jesus into their Buddhist faith if they think it's convenient and it makes sense to them. It's a little bit difficult to communicate across those kinds of lines, and that's where the church follow-up is really important, because they can, over time, help people to understand the difference between Christianity and Buddhism.
And a new partnership between the Reformed Church in America and the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee should help both organizations become stronger. Though the RCA usually tries to partner with other groups, their cooperation will now allow leaders to produce more effective disaster response. The number of volunteers for each group will also increase. They hope this will allow them to double their capacity to serve. Pray for wisdom as they begin their work together. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcast in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.